This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Welcome to CBS Mornings. I'm Vladimir Duterte.
I'm Michelle Miller.
And I'm Dana Jacobson.
We begin with an American tradition on this Black Friday. Tens of millions of Americans will be shopping online and in stores after celebrating Thanksgiving. This was the scene before sunrise at a Best Buy store in Woodland Park, New Jersey, which opened to waiting customers at 5 in the morning. Shoppers already spent at least $3.5 million per minute online yesterday. That's according to Adobe Analytics. More than 108 million people plan to shop in stores or online today. Experts predict a new record in spending over the holiday season. Meg Oliver is inside that Best Buy in New Jersey. Meg, good morning. I hope you're safe.
I am safe. Good morning, Vlad. Well, today is officially Black Friday. Best Buy started rolling out Black Friday deals in October with more sales launching a week ago. But as you mentioned, that didn't stop shoppers from turning out early today looking for bargains. Pre-pandemic, stores like this one would have been opened on Thanksgiving Day.
Facing potential supply shortages, many retailers started their holiday sales in October and have made Black Friday a weeks-long event.
I'm looking for a laptop and some other like little electronics and stuff.
This morning, eager shoppers looking for the best deals lined up in the dark, just like the old days.
I did it!
Big box stores aren't the only ones cashing in.
Business has been really, really good.
Margot Sagel owns Watchung Booksellers in New Jersey. She says after struggling to stay open during the pandemic, she's grateful so many customers have returned in person.
How important is Black Friday to your bottom line?
So we used to ignore Black Friday, but 10 years ago, we said, you know what, we're going to embrace Black Friday, and we called it Festivus Friday. So it's become a really strong day for us and a fun day.
Well, she's not sure what the IT book will be this year. Sagel says she and her team are planning ahead to keep shelves stocked throughout the holidays.
We are concerned about the last massive two-week rush and having enough product because of supply chain, so we've been encouraging people to shop early, and they are.
About 60% of shoppers said they've already begun their holiday shopping. That's no surprise with so many stores trying to entice shoppers to start spending early with sales offering early access to deals.
We've been seeing consumers start earlier and earlier every year.
Catherine Cullen is with the National Retail Federation. They predict that holiday sales during November and December will grow up to 10.5% over 2020, and consumers will spend up to $859 billion, setting records for both growth and total amount spent. Individual consumers said they plan to spend about $1,000 total this holiday season.
It seems like Black Friday sales started after Halloween.
They have been offering their deals earlier and earlier. You know, a couple years ago, we were talking about Black November. Now we're seeing Black Friday deals starting in October and really in those weeks leading up to Thanksgiving.
In-person shopping is up more than 14% this year, and it's expected about 160 million people are expected to shop over this holiday weekend. That includes Cyber Monday. So if you're looking for something specific, the message from big and small retailers, Michelle, buy early.
Yeah, did you get yours in?
I got it all in. I got here early. I've been shopping a little bit.
We love hearing that, Meg. So glad you could do two things at once, joining us now with advice on just how to navigate the holiday shopping season is Sharice Jones. She's an economic opportunity reporter for USA Today. Good morning, Sharice.
Good morning.
Well, millions are expected out there. What are the hottest items this year?
I mean, it's always the Xboxes, the Nintendos, all of those electronic items, the smartphones, the personal computers. But it's going to be a little bit harder to get them this year because the semiconductor chip, which is like the key component in all those gadgets and gizmos, is in short supply. So you might have to, you know, rearrange your shopping plans this year.
How can they work around that problem, supply chain issue?
You know, definitely get out to the sales today. Cyber Monday's coming up. There might be some items that are available. You might be able to get a good discount. But also think about going low tech this holiday season, right?
Old
I mean,
school.
If you can't, yeah,
an actual
school.
Book. Right. Right. A baseball.
Or a board game or a puzzle. I was watching TV the other day and I saw a Play-Doh commercial.
Right.
And when I was little,
Play-Doh.
I loved Play-Doh.
Yeah,
so
man.
Be creative and not be dependent on the technology as much.
Is there a better way? You know, you think online, especially with COVID, so many of us, that's all we did. We couldn't go into stores. But is it better online or going into the brick and mortar stores now?
I mean, you can do either. I mean, obviously they're taking safety precautions. They're not as crowded. They're trying to make sure that not as many people come in. And you can get the same deals both online and in stores. So it's just whatever you're comfortable with.
So are there shortcuts that people can take to make sure their stuff gets
on time?
On time, yeah. Exactly.
Well, you can go online and look at the website and see if there's a local store that has the item. Mm. And then if it's in stock, get out there, get to that store and buy it so you avoid waiting on pins and needles for it to get there and paying those shipping costs. There's also a site called HotStock.io. You can go
I
to
see
that.
Michelle writing
yeah,
it down.
Michelle's getting and they really keep track of the hard to find items. So you can get email alerts to find out when it's going to be in stock. A lot of stores are doing that as well. And sometimes get away from the merchandise, right? Do an experience. You know, get, you know, tickets to a concert for your friend, right?
Or things we haven't been able to do when you're talking about a concert.
To a ball game or go to a museum, get some passes for that. You know, so those are some alternatives to kind of getting all that stuff if you can't find everything you want.
What if you like ordered something and it's on back order? I mean, is there anything to do?
Michelle's basically that this is her life.
I get it. I understand. I mean, if it's on back order, they may give you some dates that let you know when it's going to be available. But sometimes the top brands sell out first, but you can still get that same item, but a different brand. Right? Like a multi-cooker that's not an Instant Pot. You can find that as well. So just be open-minded.
Well, Sharice Jones always has the info for us. I've known her for a long time.
A long time.
Yeah, Lord, yeah, she knows all my foibles.
Uh-oh.
Don't tell anybody.
We'll talk to her.
Yeah. And I are going to come see you in your dressing room later.
Sharice, thanks again. Well, if you're looking for more holiday gift ideas, CBS, we got it for you. It's called the CBS Essentials. You're covered. Head over to cbsnews.com/shop for a full round, a full roundup, we should say, of Black Friday deals.
Well, some of your holiday shopping items, as you heard heard us discussing, may be delayed by supply chain bottlenecks at places like the ports of Los Angeles and Long Beach. Workers who help move our goods every day are trying to clear a huge backlog of containers. Carter Evans got an inside look at the unloading operation.
With a record number of containers piled high at the ports of L.A. and Long Beach, idle cranes may be a surprising sight.
There's no room in the yard to offload a vessel.
Local Longshoremen Union President Ramon Ponce de Leon took us dockside to explain why it now takes so much longer to unload these ships.
It's normally cooking around here. Everybody's moving. But because there is no space in the yard, there's not that much we can offload.
So that's why we're not seeing a lot more cranes moving around.
That's correct.
Increased consumer spending during the pandemic led to even more imports clogging up the ports.
Do you guys take pride in the amount of containers you can move?
Oh, definitely. It's like a game. It's a challenge. It's fun, you know.
Crane operator Rick McCray used to work a lot faster.
How long would it take you in general to unload a ship like this?
Probably 3.5-4 days.
How long is it taking now?
It's taking about 9, sometimes longer.
He can only unload a container when there's a place to put it. 20 million of these.
20 million.
Gonna come through these ports.
Come through the ports.
Ponce de Leon showed us row after row piled high.
You may think these trucks line up for the first load available, but that is not the case. They are here for specific containers, and sometimes they're in the middle of the pile.
It's like a giant game of Jenga. Move four containers just to get to one on the bottom.
How long are these containers waiting here on average now, do you know?
The dwell time here is over 9 days.
Add that to the time it now takes to offload, and it can be 18 days before these containers even leave the dock.
Yeah.
The new infrastructure law has $17 billion earmarked for the nation's ports, and longshoremen say spending on port rail improvements will help.
We can load, in about a five-hour period, about 300 containers on a rail.
These are big money projects that take a long time.
Yes, they do.
Just this week, the U.S. Navy announced it would allow containers to be stored at the Port Hueneme Naval Base. Welcome news to longshoremen.
Whatever it takes to give us some fluidity, some breathing space in the terminals so we can move the containers a lot faster.
Meanwhile, the White House says many big box retailers are promising to schedule more overnight pickups.
If they commit to pick up containers, then we will be able to move these and catch back up. But until then, it's not going to happen.
For CBS Mornings, I'm Carter Evans in Long Beach.
Now to Russia, where an explosion at a coal mine has killed at least 51 miners and rescuers. Emergency teams found one survivor this morning. The governor of the region says it's unlikely more will be found. The methane gas explosion happened yesterday about 820 feet underground in southwest Siberia, unleashing toxic fumes. This is the deadliest mine accident in Russia in more than a decade. A total of 239 people were rescued. Three people, including the director of the mine and his deputy, were arrested for allegedly violating safety rules.
Turning to the pandemic, a dangerous new strain of the coronavirus is alarming scientists around the world. The strain was first found in South Africa, and that is where Deborah Potta is in the city of Johannesburg. Deborah, good morning.
Good morning. The variant was detected in the last few days because of a jump in new cases near Johannesburg. While numbers are still low, just over 2,400, they doubled overnight.
This is familiar ground for South Africa, a new variant that has once again sparked fears that it could set back the fight against the pandemic. The new variant marks a huge jump in the evolution of the virus since the global health crisis began. The concern? It could be more transmissible and more resistant to vaccines, says public health expert Professor Salim Abdul Karim.
If this variant is as or more transmissible than the Delta variant, it would be very difficult to anticipate it would do anything different to what we have seen with Delta, which is that it would grow and spread across the world.
South African scientists are now working around the clock to determine just how bad this new variant is. Lab results are still a few weeks away. But many countries are not waiting to find out, with several cancelling direct flights from South Africa overnight. The new variant has largely been detected amongst young people who have the lowest vaccination rate in the country. Karim stresses it was picked up here first because of South Africa's excellent variant surveillance.
And it is true that other countries that may not have the same level of diligence may well have new variants spreading, either this one or others. They just don't know about it.
Karim stresses that even if current vaccines are less effective against this variant, they will still provide some protection against serious illness and death. Michelle?
Deborah Potta in Johannesburg, thank you.
Get one of the most successful broadcasts in television history on your schedule with the 60 Minutes podcast. Hard-hitting investigative reports, news and culture maker interviews, and in-depth profiles are waiting for you in every episode. Listen to 60 Minutes ad-free on Wondery Plus.